The Stormont Assembly is to meet on Monday to try again to elect a Speaker and First and Deputy First Minister. The Assembly can't conduct any business until a new Speaker is elected, and that requires the support of a majority of Unionists as well as Nationalists. The DUP has refused to re-establish a devolved executive at Stormont following the recent election in protest at the arrangements that have created economic barriers, they say, on trade between Britain and Northern Ireland. This morning, senior US Congressman Richard Neal met the two main parties in Belfast to discuss the protocol impasse. In a moment, we'll get the latest on that from our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. But first, let's hear from both Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill and the DUP's Geoffrey Donaldson after their meetings with Congressman Neal.
We've had a very good meeting with them, actually, in terms of our shared objective, which is to have this executive and assembly up and running, supporting people through the cost of living crisis, addressing our health service needs. Very much welcome their commitment, and we share their objective in terms of support for the Good Friday Agreement and all apparatus of the Good Friday Agreement, which is including the Assembly and Executive, but also the North-South bodies, which are not meeting at this time. So I think there is work to be done, but I think the attention from this delegation is something that's very much to be welcomed.
I think I would describe the meeting as frank, robust, and the delegation have been left in no doubt whatsoever of the strength of feeling amongst Unionists about this visit. It has been the most undiplomatic visit I've ever seen to these shores. The language, if I may be diplomatic myself, has been unhelpful, and it displays an alarming ignorance of the concerns of Unionism.
The DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, and before that, Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill. Let's talk now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, to say the least, Richard Neal and the delegation received a pretty frosty welcome in Belfast from the DUP. Has this American visit done anything to improve matters in relation to the protocol and getting an executive back up and running?
Well, it depends who you talk to, of course, Brian. It's often the case in politics, and certainly here in Northern Ireland, there are very different takes on this. As you heard from Michelle O'Neill there, after her meeting, she was smiling, she was very upbeat, very positive, described it as a good meeting, said that Sinn Féin and the US team were essentially on the same page. She accepted that, yes, the protocol needs fixed, but that it can be done, but the protocol overall is working, was again very critical of the British government for planning to take unilateral action, and said that the US team shared that view. But a very, very different take, as you just heard from the DUP, Geoffrey Donaldson saying frank and robust. A senior DUP source who was at that meeting told me that you could have cut the tension with a knife. He said it was one of the most tense meetings he has ever experienced. He said that Geoffrey Donaldson and others made their views very, very clear. Now, intriguingly, at the end of Geoffrey Donaldson's press conference, he said that he believes Richard Neal may now have a different perspective, that perhaps, and now the clear suggestion was that perhaps Richard Neal no longer believes the concerns about the protocol are manufactured. Geoffrey Donaldson said he believes that Richard Neal and the other members of the US congressional team accepted the union's concerns and accepted their point that there should not be an Irish Sea border, as well as there should not be a hard border on the island of Ireland. A short time later, the Ulster Unionist leader, Doug Beattie, came out to speak to us, and he gave a very similar analysis. He said he believes that Richard Neal may actually be rowing back a little bit, that perhaps the Unionists have heard, have their voices heard. Now, of course, we need to hear that from Richard Neal himself. He is due to speak to us in the next hour or two, hopefully as soon as possible. But clearly, two very different takes from the meetings today. Sinn Féin saying, as far as they're concerned, the US team is on the same page as them. But both the DUP and the Ulster Unionists saying they believe Richard Neal may now have a slightly different perspective. So we'll hear from the man himself this afternoon to get a sense as to who's right.
Very good, Vincent. Thanks for that.